This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now here's British English for don't stumble into the space between the subway platform and the train.
Mind the gap, please.
This week from London, we're minding the gap between rich and poor in this city with lessons for Britain and the U.S. Today, real estate. Is it dear, as they like to say here? Is it a bubble? Some say it's a super bubble. We asked the BBC's Theo Leggett to give us this assessment.
15 Ennismore Gardens is a pleasant-looking stone house on a quiet street in London's fashionable Knightsbridge district. Property agent William Hughes Ward is showing a client around.
Come on in. Fabulous entrance.
This modest two-bedroom home is on the market for a cool $6.75 million. In this part of London, it's par for the course.
So here we are in the master bedroom, along with the Juliet balcony overlooking the...
In fact, across the city, prices are rising rapidly. They've gone up 18% over the past year. For Peter Rollings, chief executive of real estate agency Marsh & Parsons, that's good news.
We're doing great business here and have been since sort of early 2009 when the market recovered. We're now probably 40 to 50% above our 2007 highs, driven by a super demand from UK and overseas buyers.
But others are less enthusiastic. Jacob Kennedy is a software engineer who works in London's financial district. He's trying to buy a home, but he's not having a lot of luck.
The prices always seem to go up just as I get to the point where I might be able to afford it or, you know, get accepted for a mortgage, then it all just gets away from my reach, really, and I'm always just one or two steps behind the curve.
Some experts claim hot money from abroad is distorting the market and rich foreigners are pricing locals out of London. Daniel Bentley of the think tank Civitas says something needs to be done about it.
I think we need to introduce new restrictions on foreign investors and ensure that with each investment that is made, that money is creating new housing and not simply adding to the demand.
But others disagree. Peter Rollings says London property prices have always been unaffordable for most people.
It's a city-state, and in here, where we are in prime central London, probably 40 to 45% of our buyers last year were from overseas. Now, that doesn't mean jetting in, buying a property and jetting off again. It means they are living here and contributing to the local economy. So anyone who wants to get rid of those is in cloud cuckoo land, I think.
Some say the London property market is a bubble waiting to burst, and prices could one day plummet. If that happens, it'll be welcomed by London's legions of would-be house buyers. But right now, there's no sign of it happening. In London, I'm Theo Leggett for Marketplace.